Megan Baranek, remind me of your title, please.
Yeah, I'm the Community Programs Manager with the City of Timmins.
Okay, and we're talking about how active is Timmins?
Well, we hope that Timmins is going to be so active that we'll be able to win $100,000 for our community. Timmins has had a lot of challenges, I feel like, with the pandemic and then with mental health and the drug epidemic. I think that this is perfect for our community. Our community is already very active. So we'll be able to enhance our recreational offerings, which I think aligns perfectly. And it's a beautiful time in June. And so we want everyone to get out there and be active. And hopefully we'll be able to win that prize and it'll benefit the community.
This is being organized by Participaction, right?
Correct.
Okay, and it's been doing this type of thing for a long time.
It's been doing it for a long time. And we've got some competing communities in the north. We've got Sudbury and Cochrane, North Bay and Hurst, Timiskaming Shores, that are competing against us this year. So we really want to pull out all the stops to ensure that we at least come out on top out of these competing northern communities.
And not if, but when we win and make them go crying off into a corner somewhere, what will the $100,000 be used for?
Oh, well, that's actually a good question. That's a surprise. So we'll definitely reveal that on June 1st, but I will give you a sneak peek. So it won't be allocated to just one area. We have plans to enhance several different areas to benefit more people in the community. That's all I can say right now. You're going to have to continue to follow Facebook, and we have an event page in regards to Participaction as well.
So I have until the end of May to get active and to record it with you?
Yeah. So what's going to happen is right now, if you already know of some activities that you are participating in, then you can sign up as an individual and commit to submitting all your activities in June. So my suggestion is just on Fridays, you're going to look at your week and submit all your activities. And that's taking place from June 1st to June 30th. So you can sign up at any time in June, or you can sign up right now.
So it's anything physical, walking, going to the gym, boxing,
anything.
Whatever.
It could be hopscotch. It could be jumping jacks. Yes. As long as you are participating and you sign up for that challenge, whether you're an individual or whether you're an organization, as long as you put in your postal code, you'll be registered and that count will go towards our community score.
How do I register and then report the activities I do in June?
Yeah, so participaction.com, but also there's going to be QR codes that I have sent emails to as well. But I mean, we are still in the infancy stage, so we have about 9 days left in order to really amp up the social media on this. And you'll be seeing this on our events page and you'll be seeing it on our Facebook page as well. So you just have to submit your activity to participate at participaction.com. So you can either go through our website to do that, or you can go straight to Participaction, register your organization before June 1st, and then just start counting how many individuals participated. There's no steps to count. There's no determining how long the activity was for. Rather, this year it's geared towards the participation aspect. So how many people are participating in something? So if your organization, if you have a non-for-profit organization and you take a community walk with your organization on lunch break, you're going to come back to your computer, register that you went for a walk with five people, and that's put towards our community score.
Now, the communities you mentioned that we're competing against are all different sizes. So obviously the final result will be prorated. Is that right?
Yeah. So last year's winner had a population of 2,200. So why they won and what really made them stand out is they had 80 organizations alone that signed up, which doesn't include the individual participants. So the more organizations that sign up, that's what makes the winner. So it doesn't really matter The minutes, that doesn't count. It's really about how many people are signing up for this. And it's prorated with the size of your community, which I had to submit.
Do you have anything else you want to add to this?
I think, right now, I think our community needs this. Engaging in community challenge is really important. It promotes physical activity, but most importantly, it does promote that community engagement. That sense of belonging is not very strong right now in our community, right? So I really want a healthier, more resilient Timmins. And so when people feel that connection and people feel valued, they're going to feel like they want to engage in these activities. So I think this could really bring a lot of inclusivity. I think it could really be supportive for our environment, and I hope it'll enhance well-being. I know I'm pretty competitive, so we'll see what this looks like.
All right, very good. Thanks for this, Megan.
Yeah, no problem, Bob.